It's Loving the Strange with Carrie Jones and Sean Farrar. Loving the Strange, a podcast for weirdos and those who want to be weirder, embrace the strange. New episodes every Saturday, live streaming Fridays. Loving the Strange. Check us out.
Hey.
What's up?
Hey, baby. Welcome to Loving the Strange, episode number
15.
Is it 15 or 14?
I don't know. It was 14 last week when you called it 13. Remember? It's 15.
In our relationship, one of us is detail-oriented and one of us isn't. And you can tell
pretty much in
every conversation which one that is. And tonight on Loving the Strange, we are talking about the differences between the North and the South. Oops, South.
Hey, I thought you said Cardin wasn't going to be here tonight.
I didn't think Cardin was. I thought Cardin was doing some master's stuff. But Cardin apparently is here. And Dee is here.
Maybe we're more important than an education.
We are so much more important than an education. To heck with your master's degree. You know you want to hear Sean and Carrie bicker about what is North and what is South. And when we were talking about this podcast, right, Boo? Like, when we were talking about this podcast, we were like, what even is the North and what is the South, right? Because, like, that became this. Sean thinks he knows all things, and he's very contrary. I'm not quite sure how we are still together, because that contrariness is a little bit much sometimes.
My name should be Mary.
Contrary Mary?
Mary, quite contrary.
Oh. Right over my head. Well done, Farrar, with a literary reference and everything.
Yeah.
All right, so our first question, man, was what is the North and what is the South? And to try to deal with this, we thought we would first ask our kiddo, Emster, right, about what she thought. For a little background, the Emster went to Harvard, and now she's at Dartmouth, and she's been a field artillery officer stationed in the South, and she's an artist, but yet this is her map of what the North versus the South is. You can see her scribbles are so artistically rendered. What, babe? I couldn't hear you.
I said she has accomplished all those things, yet she is only 6.
One of our kiddos.
So, and she didn't even get it right based upon her thinking.
In Emily's thought process.
Yeah.
She used her Ellsworth, Maine education and tried to remember where everybody was in the Civil War.
Right.
Yeah. And so to Emily, the North is right here, New England, plus Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, Maryland, and Delaware.
Yeah.
And the South is all of these places. And that's not quite right if you're thinking Civil War.
No, it's not.
Right. Okay, so you're like, no, it is not. I am very severely disappointed with her.
No, I'm not. Well, I am, because she purports herself to be so intelligent. But
she is intelligent. Oh, my God. Jerko.
She's very intelligent, and I could not do the math based upon the Civil War myself. So.
Oh, my God.
That's not my standard.
Do you want me to do yours next?
Oh, I don't care what you do.
Because I can show yours, or I can show the U.S. Census, or I can show mine. Which would you rather do, baby?
Show the Census Bureau.
All right. So the U.S. Census Bureau, a beautiful map colored in by Sean. In nice pink. Hey, Sean didn't do the North because you can tell Sean doesn't give one S-H.
I didn't have mine.
About the North. And he only showed what the U.S. Census Bureau claims as the South. And so according to the U.S. Census Bureau, we've got Texas to Oklahoma, Arkansas, all the way up to Maryland, you know, and that's the South.
That follows Civil War guidelines, right?
It's pretty damn.
Except Kentucky was actually neutral and then joined the Union side, even though they were a slave state.
Missouri was also a slave state, actually. So I feel like it's a little wiggle wobbly. You know what I mean? Like Kansas, a little wibble wobbly. So we're going to get rid of that, where we don't even care about the North.
We don't. And by the way, this is a non-political based.
Oh, yeah. So I wanted to say that as a like thing in the head of the podcast. Like, this is not about our politics.
No.
It's not about not North, South, Republican, Democrat, allegedly. It is just about what is the North and what is the South as a culture, excluding politics. I would say you can't exclude politics in your culture, but that would be a debate for another day.
Well, not in a real discussion. You definitely can't, but.
No. Okay. So now, do you want me to do yours, baby?
Sure thing.
All right. So I'm very excited that I know how to do a screen share. And I'm very sorry to people who are not watching the podcast and only listening to it. But let us show you Sean's North versus South. Sean has the North as extending across the entire country from Washington and Oregon and Idaho and Montana and whatever the heck, Wyoming, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan.
You don't need to name them all, baby.
If people don't have a visual, I feel like I have to. All the way up to Maine and then all the way down to Virginia and Kentucky. And he has a weird little thing over Arkansas. I don't know if Arkansas is south or north in Sean's
book. No, it's not south. That was a mistake. I started to accidentally outline it. And then that's why I went back over it in black.
Okay. So Sean is really, really difficult when it comes to what the South is, in the sense that he's a little bit more constrictive than most people, yet he includes Florida. So Sean's South is Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, North Carolina, South Carolina, did I say Georgia, and Florida. And that is Sean's South. Cardin asks, are the uncolored states just void? And Cardin, that's a really, really good question. They're just not North or South, I guess, in our little baby brains, which are full of bias. So there you go.
States, Midwest, Southwest.
Yeah. So hi, Amanda. And yes, Sean's country, his North, he's putting a lot in there for someone born in the South. Like, I'm like, whoa, I'm from the North and I don't even think of all of that as the North. I'm kind of impressed. And then finally, my North, because last but not least and all that kind of stuff, right, man? Right?
Yes.
All right. Is this my map? Okay. Here is no, that's not the right map. Yes, it is. All right. My map is a little awkward looking. And I've got some cross marks and hashes in there and like half color things.
Dang, what is Alaska doing in there? I mean, it's definitely the North, but
you can't get more North than Alaska. So I made the North.
I feel like you had a different map than I did. I didn't have Alaska on my map.
I'm sorry. I gave myself a better map, man. All right. So in my world, Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, they're dang. That's me almost swearing. Dang North, right? They're New England. They're North in the Civil War. You get hash browns versus grits in your breakfast. Like when you go to a restaurant, they're North, right? As North as you can be. But then there are these little hashy places. Like they're kind of North, but are they truly North in culture? And that's like Wisconsin and Michigan, parts of New York and Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Maryland and Delaware, and Alaska. And I know, and bits of Florida and Atlanta. And I know that people are going to fight me on that, right? But if you go to a breakfast place and you get hash browns and not grits, you're in the North. And that is all that matters. It's all about your breakfast food and your breakfast food side dishes, those options. Once you hit the land of grits, you're in the South.
That's your criteria.
Damn right, yeah.
That's a decent criteria.
You can't argue with that, man.
No, that's a good start, but
Start.
Yeah. You didn't say anything about biscuits and sausage gravy.
All right. You're not going to get biscuits and sausage gravy with the white gravy in Maine ever. Are you?
No joke.
Like,
unless you're at a Denny's, and that doesn't count.
Denny's just has everything everywhere because it's Denny's.
Well, their sausage gravy comes out of a bag in a powder form. I know that for a fact.
That's so gross.
Yeah.
That makes me want to vomit. Okay, but anyways, so first in our mission of North versus South, we were trying to define North versus South. And as you can see, it's a little bit of a mess.
It sure is.
Okay, I included Texas, which I don't think you included, Sean.
I included Oklahoma. A little bit of Texas. Yeah,
Eastern Texas, except maybe Austin, I think is the South. Mm-hmm. I included Missouri because I feel like Missouri is pretty Southern. Oklahoma is damn Southern. Have you ever been to Oklahoma? Oh, you were.
Oklahoma's a plain state, man. It's not a Southern state.
But no, they have a Southern mentality, man. I feel like And then I made Florida have little patches of pink because I feel all the Northern people who came to Florida, you know what I mean? Like in the after World War II, they kind of like killed the Southern flavor of Florida a little bit. Okay. All the snowbirds, you know what I mean? Like
they might have dented it a little bit, but I think there's a bigger problem with Florida.
Okay, what's your
talk about that later?
I want to talk about it now. Yeah, let's talk about
I think the bigger problem with Florida now is that Florida for the last, you know, like five decades or more has been the early United States. It's the melting pot of the United States. There's so
many.
Why
does that make it a problem though?
Because that leads people to believe that it's diluting its Southernness.
Oh, but the South has always been a melting pot.
Exactly. But Florida's a fresh one. It's the freshest one. You know what I mean?
So you feel like because of its melting pot status, ignorant people think, oh, that doesn't make it the South anymore. But in truth, the melting pot status does make it more Southern.
I don't know if it makes it more Southern, but to me, it definitely makes it better, more adventurous. It's all about open-mindedness, I guess. I mean, think of all the ethnicities and cultures in Florida and what they bring to the whole scene.
Well, yeah, like there's like that for food, there's that for music, and in a sense, it's like New Orleans and Atlanta, and that is like creating these combinations of people that then like create more cultures within the culture, and that could be very Southern if you think of it that way, if that's how you define the South.
Well, no, I think that's separate. That's a whole different separate discussion. All I'm saying is I think that's what puts people off. A lot of people say Florida is not even a Southern state, but that's
bull. And I get too mad because Sean is from Florida.
That's right. And the southern half of the state is the melting pot area for the most part.
Yeah.
And that's where people get confused. But the northern half of the state can be very southern.
But yeah, like a lot of people think conversely that in Florida, the farther north you go, the more southern it gets. So again, that's really like, what is it to be southern, right?
Yeah, that's geographically stupid. That,
yes.
But I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. You know, like, and a lot of people will equate, like right now, they equate like, I know we're not being political, but they're like, oh, the North is Democrat and the South is Republican, right? Red state versus blue state. But traditionally, like Southern states like went Democrat like way, like all through the Clinton era. You know what I mean? Like it was, that's why they had like the Southern Democratic Coalition in Congress, et cetera, et cetera. Like it was, they were not considered Republican strongholds. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah, you just want
but to we're not talking there. About it. I know we're not talking about politics. We are just, but it's interesting to me that that happens, you know? Whereas like 20 years ago, nobody would be thinking, oh, you know, Arkansas is a Republican stronghold when that's where Bill Clinton came from, or Georgia is like all Republicans when that's where Jimmy Carter came from. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's weird to me that we now are like, oh, that's the only way we can think of the states, the red or blue. And that's kind of ridiculous.
It's stupid. It really is ridiculous.
I got random tangent on Twitter last week. Someone said our state of Maine has two House of Representatives. One is, both of them are Democrats. We have a Democratic governor. We have one Republican senator, and we have one independent senator. And someone randomly on Facebook, and I mean Twitter, and I do not know why I responded to that. Sorry, there's paint on my shirt. And I just saw it. I don't know why I responded to that. I'm like, hey, just so you know, the tweet said, hey, Maine has like a Republican governor and a Republican senators and a Republican House of Rep and only one like independent. And I was like, dude, no, that's not how it is. And I told them how it came, and they blocked me, didn't respond to me, and deleted their tweet.
Well, maybe they just felt stupid after that.
I don't know why they did that.
I have no idea.
I was super nice about it. And they're like, you are gone from my world where I am pretending that I know all about Maine politics, even though I am in Arizona. And it was really frustrating.
So you're probably better off than me.
I know, but it was the weirdest way to get blocked ever.
So that has to do what with the North versus the South?
Nothing.
Okay.
Absolutely nothing. It was an absolute tangent about how ridiculous people can be about politics, where even the facts of something as simple as, hey, Maine has a Democratic governor, not a Republican, will make someone block.
We're not talking about politics tonight.
I know, but it's just, never mind. I just had to vent.
The fact that you got blocked is stupid, but still.
I know. But that's why we're not talking about politics, right?
That's right.
Because everything is inflammatory, apparently.
That's right.
You ready? You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. So, North versus South. Who's more polite?
I have to say that your first two questions are more geographical than North versus South. Because who's more polite is there's a ton of polite people in the North. But that's in the more rural areas. Yes, you are very, very extremely polite, honey.
I am. I put my napkin on my lap when I eat.
I'm going to say overall that the South is more polite. However, if you go down in South Florida, just like, say, Boston or New York, you're going to run into a lot of people that aren't polite.
Boston is the least polite place I've ever been in my entire life. And I say that having grown up 45 minutes away from Boston, I have never been sworn at more or have been honked at more than Boston. My brother got, maybe deservedly so, pummeled by a group of people in Boston after leaving a bar. Oh, and Boston is volatile. Volatile.
Oh, my answer to your question is the South is more polite. But there are tons of polite people up here in the North as well.
Well, yes. There, you know, these are generalizations, and there's always going to be people who break those generalizations. Cardin says the North is passive aggressively polite, like hashtag Minnesota's nice, which is very true. But there's a little element of that in the South, I'd say, with everybody saying, bless your heart.
Oh, yeah.
And they're really meaning, oh, my word, you are a messed up human being, my child. But they're like, oh, I love her so much, bless her heart.
Yeah.
She looks so disgusting with that blue eyeshadow, bless her heart. You know, like, it's sort of
You've latched on to the one tagline.
It's a good tagline. It's a good tagline.
That has a negative connotation.
But in the North, I was once at an airport and I can't on book tour. And I think I was going flying into Chicago, maybe, or Colorado. An amazing, wonderful human being who was my car service driver, had immigrated here from Ethiopia. And he was just like, "You're not from the North, you're from the South." And I was like, "No, I'm from New England." And he was like, "You're not from New England, you're far too nice." He's like, "I drive people." What?
I said,
He was like, "I drive people all the time. I do not believe that you're from New England." And I'm like, "Well, why not?" He's like, "You smile, you make eye contact, and you're kind and ask about me and not just talk about you." And I was like, "Oh, that's terrible. That was terrible." And I felt really bad for all of the rest of my New Englanders. But then I was like, "Is this true? Is this like really what's true? You know, like, I don't represent as New England because I'm too nice. What the heck, you know?"
Yeah.
So you might be right, Sean, is all I'm saying.
I'm always right.
Dee says, and Dee is from the South, and Dee says that her friend says, "Bless your heart," all the time.
So did my grandmother.
So my hashtag and my one thing is not inaccurate, my friend Sean. Like,
no, but it's not always negative either.
Really?
Yeah. It has many meanings. It has many meanings. It could be a follow-up to that. Like, yeah, poor girl or poor guy or whatever. Or it could be the neutral zone where, like, I don't really know what else to say.
Whereas in New England, we're just like totally blunt and we're like, "F you, you effing idiot. You effing effed up. You effer. You're wicked effing stupid." And that's New England.
Or it could be nice.
Oh, she does it sarcastically. Dee says that her friend does it sarcastically.
Right.
Which is possibly the best part of that whole thing. Like, if you say "bless your heart" sarcastically. I think I kind of want to do that here in Maine, but I don't know if it will work.
I don't know how people will take it up here.
I know. There's a beautiful thing about Maine where you'll come across very cis, older, white male guys, and they'll call other white male guys sweetheart, like in the grocery store. Like, you'll like meet the 6-year-old cop, and he'll be like, "Hey, Sean, sweetheart, how you doing? Darling, how you doing?" And it's like so cute. And I think it's only in Maine, like the northern part of Maine, where that feels comfortable and accepted. And do you know what I mean?
Like, I don't know that it feels comfortable.
Has Lincoln Erlenbach never done that to you, Bay?
I don't remember. I can see him doing it.
For sure. Yeah. And it's so cute because it's just not culturally the norm across America for that demographic. And I love it. I love it. But anyways, North versus South. The South is probably more polite, honestly. I'm going to go there. I'm going to let you have it.
You told me that many times yourself.
All right. Ready?
Yeah.
Walmart's messier in the South or the North?
North.
No.
Yeah.
No. I completely disagree with you.
But it's because you're going on local Walmarts. Have you ever been to a Walmart in Boston or New York City?
No.
They look at something and they throw it on the floor. They pick up something to look at and they literally throw it on the floor.
When have you been to a Walmart in New York City? Do they have clothing. A Walmart in New York City?
I don't know if they have one in the city. I don't know if I've been to one in New York City.
Then how can you say they throw them onto the floor if you haven't
been to one? Because I've been to one in a big city that you and I went to in the Northeast. I don't remember where it was. and I was flabbergasted. Like the whole section, they picked.
Oh, that was in Boston.
They pick things up like clothes, wallets, purses, and they throw them on the floor after they look at. Literally throw them on the floor. Just drop them.
I don't know if that's true.
It's very true.
I think that the Walmart that you're thinking about was close to Logan Airport in Boston. And it was right before we went to Panama. It was across a busy street, right? Yep. It was two stories. Is that what you're talking about?
Maybe, yeah. Ooh. I remember that one. Yeah.
That is like, yeah. It was pretty bad. It's pretty bad. And that's so funny because Nan just commented, and Nan went on that trip to Belize or Panama with us. And Nan is from Canada, which is the ultimate of North, where they do become truly polite and they win the polite off versus America, North versus South. And it's so funny because Nan said, I only know left and right. This is interesting. Hello, Carrie and Sean from the far, far north. And hello, Nan. It's been forever. Dee was going to say south because she's be finding cold stuff like chicken and frozen food in the toothpaste section. And that's what I remember the most about the Walmarts in the south. We used to go, our daughter Em was in the military, right, for a little bit, and she was at Fort Benning in Fort Jackson. Is that where she went to basic? And those Walmarts were amazingly weird. Like, there was stuff, like, you would be like, it's just like Dee said, you'd be walking like through the woman's clothing like section, you'd be like, oh, here's some underwear. Maybe I should get some underwear. Why is there Crest toothpaste in the middle of the underwear section? Somebody just threw this here. Why is there Listerine over here? Like, here's a whole rack of pork ribs in the middle of the bras. Like, it made no sense to me. So in my head,
that's a whole different thing. That's not disrespect, like throwing something on the floor. That's a change of venue. Like, I only have so much money to spend, and I want to buy this sexy bra for my husband rather than this tube of toothpaste and these pork ribs. So I'm going to put them here because I'm too lazy to put them back where they belong. But I'm not going to throw them on the floor.
In the north, we just throw them on the floor. I have never seen anything thrown on the floor at our local Walmart, baby.
Well, we're going to have to go some travel soon so I can show you. Not at our local Walmart.
No.
No, definitely not.
No, but our local Walmart's in the north. It might be just like an urban thing versus a rural thing.
Most definitely. That's why I said your first two questions.
All right.
Let's just move on. All right.
Kale.
I don't know.
It's a vegetable.
I know what it is.
Okay.
But I never had it down south. What? Of all the greens in the world, you picked kale. Kale, people don't eat kale down south. There's other greens that they eat down south, like collards.
Collard. I've never had collard greens in the north, ever.
Or spinach.
They eat spinach in the north. They eat spinach all the time.
Mustard.
Mustard greens, no. Okra is, it seems super southern. Like,
yeah, it is, but I don't like okra.
Sean has a lot of feelings about okra.
I also don't like greens, but I do like kale.
All right, so Dee says in the north we have collard greens and cabbage and turnips.
No, she's saying kale's north because in the south they have collard greens.
All right.
I'm telling you, kale is northern.
It feels like just really crunchy, like Oregon and Washington and Seattle, and like
it is. It's like frou-frou greens.
Frou-frou greens.
Yeah, like what do you call it? Like hipster greens.
What, hipster greens? Kale,
yeah, we don't boil them with any fatback or bacon or anything. We have to put
them in the oven. That's one of my questions.
We have to put them in the oven and fry them.
All right, ready?
What?
North versus south, right? You have a pan. It is a frying pan. It is a saute pan. Whatever.
South. Automatically south.
No. The difference here is, what do you fry things or saute things in? Olive oil, avocado oil, canola oil, bacon fat, or butter?
North, that's not a great south option list, really.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Because really the only two, I mean, butter sometimes, bacon fat if you're cooking bacon. But otherwise, it's either lard or like a vegetable oil or peanut oil, some sort of a common oil that, like Dee said.
Dee said peanut oil.
But my point is that things get fried down south a heck of a lot more than up north.
When your mom was frying or sauteing, what did she use, Sean?
Just regular oil, like a probably vegetable oil.
All right. I want to ask Cardin and Dee and Nan, actually, what their parents use. Because I feel like that's a really regional cultural thing. You know what I mean? Like Crisco shortening versus bacon fat actually, versus Crisco olive was, oil.
Crisco, now that you mentioned it, when I was a kid, was huge in my house.
It was huge in my house, too. So maybe that's not one of the things.
I think that was the cheaper option for some of us poor people. But
yeah, that might be it.
Yeah.
We are poor. Butter costs too much. All right. So Cardin says canola oil and olive oil, they think. Yeah. Dee said peanut oil, which is pretty interesting. And Dee also says they fried Twinkies. And I think Sean would really like to try a fried Twinkie.
Did I not?
I don't think you have, babe. We've talked about it a lot.
Remember when we went to that thing and I got the, I know I got fried Oreo, deep fried Oreo.
Yeah, but you didn't get a Twinkie, babe. It was an Oreo.
Okay. All right.
That still has not hit your bucket list. Like, you can't cross that off.
Nope.
Oh, Dee said that they use peanut oil to fry and canola to bake, which is kind of interesting, honestly. Like, the difference there.
Yeah, well, peanut oil is a good frying oil.
All right. Ready? You want to move on to breakfast?
Yeah, I love breakfast.
Oh, Cardin's parents used an air fryer. Super frou-frou, Cardin.
That's all too healthy.
Way too healthy for us. We can't even talk to you anymore. No, but good for you and your arteries, honestly. That's pretty nice.
I have a question for you, love.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Okay.
Before you were married to me, did you ever buy vegetable oil by the gallon?
No, never. I was very frou-frou before I married Sean. Sean has unfrou-frou'd me, which is part of the whole point of loving the strange, in which you're like, oh, opposites can attract and you can become a bigger, better person by marrying someone or loving someone who's not like you.
I'm so far from done, though.
And what does that mean?
It means you got a long ways to go.
You have a long ways to go, mister.
For what?
You got to listen to opera.
I'm not trying to earn my northerner badge.
No, but you're just going to explore bigger things that you may have never explored before because it's outside of your culture. Like, you could go.
I took you to Hamilton. That's a big jump.
What's Hamilton? Oh, the show.
The play.
It's a musical, baby. It's a musical.
Whatever. Still a play. They're on a stage and it's live. What?
So, like, Sean, like, culturally,
Sean,
I would take
stunted.
I would take you to, like, you know, see Verdi or, like, listen to that, you know, and you would take me to go see Monster Trucks. And I am much more open to experiencing your culture than you are to experiencing mine.
You're right. At least you stay awake.
Oh my word. So I don't know if this is about North versus South or intellectual versus non-intellectual or I don't even know what it is, but there are some definite loving the strange divides here going on. Right?
Yeah.
All right. So
there definitely are.
Moving on.
Moving on.
Look, if you had never been with me, you have never gone to one of those restaurants where they take the little knife and they scrape the breadcrumbs off out of the white linen tablecloth before going to your next course, right? And if I had never been with you, I would never have fried chicken livers. And it's all good. It's all good because it's all bigger experiences.
You're right. It's very fun. Yes. Although I have been to a restaurant like that before.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but that was because I
had... On a cruise ship? It doesn't count on a cruise ship.
No, it was the same family, but they just happened to like to take me to dinner and had money.
We all try to culture Sean, and it, you know...
They couldn't do it when I was 18 or 19. So.
And I can't do it now that he's an old, old man. Anyways, North versus South breakfast. Who has a better breakfast?
Do you even have to ask that question?
We have Dunkin' Donuts.
What is no, answer me this question, please. What is a Northern breakfast?
A Northern breakfast. Home fries? Eggs.
What? Okay.
Bacon. Okay, home,
what is a home fry?
Home fries are diced potatoes with tiny bits of onions and peppers.
Not shredded. Not hash.
No, not hash brownie. But all right. Yeah. So Dee's already weighed in on South. Dee, that's not fair.
Dee's right.
She may be right, but that's not fair. Okay, so you could also in the North have pancakes.
Okay.
With blueberries on them, maybe, or chocolate chips, and scrapple, which is a French Canadian thing, and yeah, that's about it. Is that a cat in the background, Sean?
Yeah, it is.
We're such a classy podcast.
Apparently, she wants to go in somebody's bedroom,
and they're not letting her in. That's so sad.
Yeah, I know.
All right, and you all have, as Dee says, the awful waffle. You have Cracker Barrel.
But it sounds good.
You have the Cracker Barrel. You have the awful waffle. You have the IHOP. Is that Southern?
IHOP's all over the place. Waffle House.
But Waffle House.
That's not true. Some people do define the South by Waffle House, but they go way up to like the Great Lakes. And Cracker Barrel goes well into the Northeast.
But it's Southern.
It's Southern branded food, yeah. But still.
They've just expanded because they're successful.
That's right. Cracker Barrel is an interstate-based company. Honestly, it is. All of their restaurants are very close to the interstate. Almost.
And Waffle House. And then up north, what do we have? We have Denny's and Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
Where's that? What's that like donut place that's like all the donuts place? Are? I don't know. It's like Krusty Krab. Yes, Krusty Krab.
Stop watching friggin' SpongeBob.
Like Krusty Krab donuts.
Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, man.
That is more Southern. I don't know if that's necessarily Southern.
I don't know where it came from.
I don't either.
Honestly. All right, so at the South, you have what? Pecan pancakes, you have grits, you have sausage and gravy. What else do y'all have?
Well, we have everything that the North has, but we have all the
good stuff. But more too. And more.
That's right. Biscuits and sausage gravy. Then grits.
Yeah.
Because you can't beat grits.
You can't beat them.
With some nice sunny side up eggs on them.
Fried chicken.
Chicken and waffles.
Yeah, Dee said fried chicken. Chicken and waffles. That like blows my brain that people have fried chicken for breakfast. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she also said fish and grits. Do people have that for breakfast?
I've never had fish and grits for breakfast, but I'm sure
that's
they
amazing.
Do.
That's amazing. Right.
Yeah, so and we have, you were talking about cooking in bacon grease. That was the one thing that I used to love that was cooked in bacon fat was grits? Eggs. Eggs. Oh, yeah.
See, like, so when good. I have eggs cooked in bacon grease, my heart goes, oh, cardiac arrest right away. Like, I look at it. I'm like, I can't do that. So Dee's mom used to make that for her all the and her family all the time growing up. Fried chicken and grits and fish and grits. And that makes me really sad that I grew up in New Hampshire.
Do they even have fried chicken up here?
They do, but like when I was growing up, it was kind of like shake and bake. It's not the same.
That's not
like,
fried chicken at all. No. It's baked, number one.
Well, yeah, but in my very deprived household, that's what passed for fried chicken was shake and bake. We also have shake and bake pork chops. I kind of feel like the fact that all our meat sucked so bad was the reason I wanted to be a vegetarian other than Charlotte's Web.
You didn't have chicken fried steak?
God, no.
Man.
No. We had American chop suey. Did you have that in the South? Because that's disgusting.
That was called beef-a-roni in the South. I don't know how it came to be called American chop suey.
It's disgusting. It's called
beef-a-roni.
We had it at school, and it was disgusting. And we had it at home, and it was disgusting. And it's basically
Chef Boyardee. Go ahead.
No, you go. You go.
I was going to say, even Chef Boyardee calls it beefaroni.
But it's basically, if you've never heard of it, a pasta casserole. And you put ground beef in it, you put macaroni in it, and you put a tomato sauce, and you pretend it's seasoned, and boom, there you go. It's like also called American goulash, and it is not flavorful.
Goulash has lima. You know, goulash has lima beans in it.
Which is my least favorite food in the whole world.
I know.
I hate him. All right.
Let's roll on. We're running out of time.
I know. And there's so much to talk about. Alcohol.
Come on. Is that even
North
a question?
Versus South. Yeah. We got Bud Light. We got Anheuser-Busch factories from the Midwest that moved into New England.
They're all over the U.S.
We have Sam Adams.
That's beer again. Alcohol.
Beer is alcohol. We have Coffee Brandy. We have Allen's Coffee Brandy, which is the drink of Maine. And if you have never heard of that, oh, really? Are you really going to be honest with me?
Yes, some of the best bourbon companies didn't even make it into my map of the South. So, I mean, because they're iffy like Kentucky. So, the South definitely has the best alcohol.
You have whiskey, right? The South is where whiskey comes from. Yeah. Oh, because we have Allen's Coffee Brandy. And that should count. And Sam Adams beer. And hard cider. Hard cider is on my list. And there's a really lovely drink called Stone Fence, which is basically rum and hard cider. Okay,
you can't make a mixed drink and call it alcohol.
You have mint juleps, you have mojitos, you have whiskey, whatever.
Those are drinks.
You probably have rum. You have everything. The South has everything.
I know.
I gotta give up.
We win. Woohoo!
Very sad.
Do you concede, love? Now let's go.
Lawns. I'm going to come back to life and say that we don't have invasive plants that take over all our grass. And we have nice soft grass that you can walk barefoot in. And you don't have to worry about poisonous snakes. Whereas you all have that kudzo stuff, that invasive vine. You've got snakes that can bite you and kill your dogs. And you've got nasty old spiders. So when it comes to lawns, I think the North wins.
Nope. Not even close.
Yes, we do win. We got to win something, man.
What happens to your lawn in the wintertime? Talk about crispy.
Covered with snow?
Yeah. Huh.
All right, let's just go back to booze. Did you know that?
I lost that one.
No, I don't care. Allen's Coffee Brandy is the number one selling spirit in the, quote, great state of Maine, and it is a New England treasure and a true Maine tradition.
Yeah, that's crap. That's why people down south drink Kahlua.
My mom drank Kahlua.
Because she had some class.
No, it's because it tasted like coffee. Or
she kept a Kahlua bottle. She kept a Kahlua bottle and just poured the Allens into it, so you didn't know.
No, I don't think she had any Allens.
It's my the mom, same thing, babe. Like it's,
I don't know.
It's close enough to be the same thing.
My mom just, only.
Go ahead.
My mommy only drank once, like a year at the most, and it was usually on New Year's Eve or at a party, and she always had a Black Russian. Or a sombrero. And I think both of those things had Kahlua in it. And every time she drank, like two, if she had two drinks, she'd puke all over the place.
Huh. It's because he didn't drink enough.
No. Nobody in my family ever drank. Ever. The family that I believed I had. No one ever drank. And I was always like, they're like, you can have three beers, Carrie. What is wrong with you? And I was like, I don't know, man. I went to college. We trained.
Let's go back to your list.
Do you think Southern people can drink better than, like, hold their alcohol better than Northern people? Or do you think Northern people can hold their alcohol better than Southern people?
It's got nothing to do with geography.
What about genetics, man?
It's a physiological question. It's based I feel like there's your size, what you've eaten, and all kinds of factors. And your experience, obviously.
Well, like when I put my DNA into the Prometheus base, right, it said that I had a high alcohol tolerance, which means that just not compared to you because you're huge, which means that like for you're not listening. So
I am.
No, you're not. You're just being contrary, man. All right. So like if you took your genes and put them in a body that was my size, right? According to my genes, I could outdrink you.
Backwards, but
whatever.
Your genes into my body.
My genes into a bot. No. Ugh.
Yeah. You have the gene for high tolerance and you want a big body.
If so I
your
had.
All right. Into my body.
If my genes were in your body, I could outdrink you all over the place.
Okay. But they're not.
That's what I know that. But I'm saying that there are certain like gene pools that exist in the South and in the North. And like, yeah, they're not like constant. But like, do you think as a whole, the North can outdrink the South because we have nothing else to do and it's cold up here? Or do you think that the South can outdrink the North?
I don't believe that's a relevant question because there's bodies of people that drink from sun up to sun down all over the world, and they can outdrink us all.
And there's talking about a generalization, Sean.
I know.
You're just being contrary again.
I'm not being contrary.
It's like you're doing improv, right? And I'm like, hey, I'm throwing this out. And you're like, F no, we're not going to talk about that. You're just wrong. You put up this wall, so then we can't have the conversation, which is not very Southern and polite of you, I would like
to say. Here's my answer. People in the South can drink more because they sweat it out faster.
All right, I'll go with that. Thank you for finally answering my question.
How about saying ma'am?
What about it?
It's on your list.
Well, what about it? You lead off the question, buddy.
Do you think people in the North say it more or in the South?
Well, duh. People in the South say it all the time. People in the North think of it as an insult. They're like, okay, why did he call me ma'am? Oh, my God. Am I old?
That was going to be the second part of my question, actually.
Like, when I went on book tour and all the adorable children were like, and teenagers were like, ma'am. I was like, what are they saying? Why are they calling me ma'am? Why are they so polite? I don't know what to do with this. And like, you'd go and like go to the restaurant and the waiter would be like, ma'am, what would you think? And I'd be like, you are older than me. Why are you calling me ma'am? And that's like a cultural difference, right? In the South, it just seems to be this aspect of respect. But for us in the North, it's like, you swear word, are you saying I'm old? I know I don't have Botox and I have lines in my forehead, but F you, don't call me ma'am, is the North. Whereas in the South, it's kind of like just kind and respectful and almost like a intuitive thing that happens, right?
Yeah, you're 100% correct. No, you are 100% correct. Actually, when I came up here and people used to get mad at me, I used to say, oh, I can't help it, I'm from the South. But that's just an excuse. Because I was taught that manners. I was taught how to respect people by my grandfather. And I always thought of it as being polite and respectful. I didn't think of it as a northern or a southern thing.
Really?
I adopted that as an excuse because I knew that was respected more than just, oh, I'm trying to be nice, ding dong. Don't get mad at me for being polite. I would say, I can't help it, I'm from the South. But growing up and learning that, I never thought that was a Southern thing. I just thought it was being polite and respectful.
Did you think everybody did it all over the country?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like holding the door open for somebody, you know, if you're leaving a place and they're coming in or vice versa.
Well, yeah. I think that is all around the country, isn't it?
Probably. I'm just saying that's how I equated it in my head.
I will say that when our daughter went to Harvard, which is where she went to college, no offense to Harvard because this is going to be derogatory against them, she was really freaked out because she would hold doors open for people and they would look at her like, what the hell are you doing? Why are you holding a door open for me all the time? And like, she didn't know how to process that. Because that's just how she was raised. Like you hold the door open for the person behind you and or you say, excuse me, or you make eye contact. And it wasn't the culture there. And she freaked out and felt and it was like a really hard adjustment for her because those things weren't part of the culture there. And I don't know if those are southern things or northern things or rural things or, you know, a certain like anything. I don't know why, but it wasn't happening there. And I don't know if that was because it was urban or a college environment or what it was. But when I went to college, one of the reasons I picked my college was because everybody did that. Like everybody was super polite and they smiled at you and they said hi, even if they didn't know you. And apparently saying hi and smiling at you and making eye contact is a southern thing and not a northern thing, which I didn't know either. Did you?
No. I thought being polite was universal.
I did too. Dee said, and this is super funny, and she said, I'd rather be called ma'am than grandma, which happened to me today at work. I kind of love kids. My mom was older. Like, I think my mom was 35 when she had me, and people thought she was my grandmother. And that.
35?
Well, like as I was growing up.
Oh, when you were a little bit older, yeah.
Yeah, like they thought my sister, who was 15 or 16 years older than me, was my mom, which is a little weird.
I could see that.
And they thought my and they thought my mom was my grandmom, and my mom could not handle it. My mom was very vain. Yeah, but I don't know. It's interesting. Manners are interesting. You know, do you think the North or the South before we leave has better ghost shows? Yeah, that's a hard one, isn't it?
We watch a lot of ghost shows, and I've never really been specific about where the hosts are from.
Well, Ghost Brothers, which is my favorite, but seems to be the least popular ghost show. They are definitely from the South and I love them. Yeah. But I think that the premier ghost show was Oh gosh, Ghost Nation, is that what it's called? It's like the bunch of plumbers from Rhode Island, and that's from the north. And then there's that Zach Bagans guy with Ghost Adventures, which is from like Nevada or something.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that counts as north or south. And then what else is there?
I don't know. There's a ton of them, but those are the three main ones that we watch.
Actually. Oh, there's those redneck guys who are from the south.
Oh, remember? They're from Tennessee.
Yeah, that's the south.
The Tennessee Wraith Chasers.
Yeah, good job. So I feel like there's more from the south, but I think the premier one that started it all was the one with Jason and Grant, and they are from New England. But my favorite is Ghost Brothers.
That's right. And why is that? Why are they your favorite?
Because they have more personality than everybody else. And like you, they're kind. The guys on Ghost Brothers, it's just three guys. And I don't think there's a ton of seasons with them and stuff, but I would watch all of them once they're out. And
because we don't have Discovery Plus.
We don't have to because we're too cheap. But these three guys, like one of them is like a barber or a hairstylist, I think somewhere in the Atlanta region, his two friends. And they are just so lovely and kind to everyone they interact with. And they always seem slightly terrified of the ghosts, which I can relate to. But they always just seem to have like so much love in their heart. Do you know what I mean? And
oh, yeah. They said that just the other night when we were watching on like a little clip. Like we can have a disagreement and be right back to loving each other in like 10 seconds, you know?
And that's what those guys are like too. You know, like there's like this, I feel like a lot of times in our country, we feel like, oh, I hope this isn't political, Shawnee. Because I'm not supposed to be political, but I feel like a lot of times in our country, we have these disagreements, and even in our homes, like Sean and I, look at us, like we're always bickering, but we still love.
I don't see it.
But like we love and respect each other, even if we don't agree with each other all the time, because that we know that our souls and our hearts are what's important. You know, it's not always about being right. It's not always about being the one who's like awesome and in power and like correct. It's about loving and growing and having this empathy. And even though it's a ghost show, I can't believe I'm doing like this total commercial for Ghost Brothers randomly, but like that show, they're just, you can feel that throughout, you know, you can feel that love and that kindness and that understanding, no matter how different and weird the situations they are with these people who may or may not be having ghosts in their house, you know? And like, I just love how authentic and real they are versus maybe other reality TV shows where it feels very scripted and it feels like they're trying hard to prove how awesome and knowledgeable they are sometimes. Like the Ghost Brothers show just to me has that heart. And even though I'm from the north, I often think of that heart as belonging very much to the south.
You are a southern girl at heart, baby.
Just because I like sweet tea doesn't make me. I very love sweet tea, but that doesn't make me southern, babe.
Like fried chicken livers.
I do.
You'll eat the hell out of biscuits and sausage gravy.
I really truly love biscuits and grits. I love grits.
You like everything that's made in Louisiana.
And I really have a great urge to say bless your heart. But I don't have the makeup. I think I'd have to start wearing makeup if I was from the South.
No.
I think so. I think they do.
No. There's two different kinds of we can't get into that. No. I don't want to anger anybody.
You're going to get in trouble.
But makeup's not as big as you think. I think it's fairly. See? Look at D.
Wait, what did you say? Really? But that's because Dee's so beautiful all by herself. Well, Dee said she doesn't wear makeup.
That may be true. There's basically two groups of people that wear makeup in the South. And I'm not going to talk about say what those groups are, but
I thought everybody did, and they had big hair, and I don't have any of that.
No, see, you're being you're being a typical Northeasterner.
I have biases.
You're making Florida people represent the South.
I might be thinking of Texas too.
Yeah. It's the beautiful people that live down in Florida. You know, they don't represent the South that much.
But up here in Maine, if you wear makeup, you're either working at a TV station or what? I don't even know. Like, no one wears makeup here. Huh. Oh Shani, you're frozen on my face.
You froze for a second. You're all right.
All right. So Dee said that she doesn't have big hair and hers is flat like a pancake. Dee, I can't relate. Solidarity. All right. So we've been an hour of North versus South.
Who won?
The South may have won. I think the South probably won, honestly. But
you're right. Of course.
We all knew that was going to happen. Because
we didn't even talk about so many aspects like fishing or catfish or jambalaya, snacks. Crawfish, snacks, pork rinds,
cockroaches.
Hey, you know what? You just gotta learn how to live with it.
Bugs.
Keep a clean house, and you won't have that many roaches running around. There are more bugs. Mm-hmm. All the beautiful.
You guys have creepier cryptids. You have like Bigfoot, devil dogs, giant alligators Chupacabra. That eat puppies. Like, you got a lot of crud down there. Up here, we have like nothing. We're like, oh, maybe there's a Bigfoot.
It's pretty boring up here for the paranormal wildlife.
Yeah, it's very chill. It's a very chill place, North. Very cold and chill.
Think the South won.
Well, you're gonna say that because you're the South.
You conceded, didn't you?
I'm just chilling, mellow like that.
And you know you love the South.
I just know I love peace. I'm very conflict averse, so I'm gonna let you win.
Okay, honey.
Yeah. Hey.
But I think if we tallied your votes tonight, it would lean towards the South quite heavily.
Well, I just want to stay married, honestly, and I know it's important to you. So, hey.
Oh, God. You lie. Lie, lie,
Thank
lie.
You for listening. Stop saying lie, 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 Sean. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
And thanks for hanging out with us and stuff. You know.
Thank you very much. We do appreciate it.
We truly do.
Thanks for putting up with our bull crap. Sigh.
You're silly. You're silly.
See you next Friday, hopefully.
Hopefully, if we make it back and we stay married and stuff. God knows.
We love you all.
Yeah.
Don't worry, she'll never divorce me.
What?
You said if we stay married. I said, don't worry, she'll never divorce me.
Only because I'm just too damn lazy. All right, goodbye. Bye, everybody. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Loving the Strange. Please be sure to like and subscribe. And remember, embrace the strange. New episodes every Saturday, live streaming Fridays. Go get your strange on, friends. Thanks for listening.